This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah. This is Maimon Elbaz from Torah Shows. Our presentations are for children and adults. And today we're going to be doing a Mishnah in Mesechta Menachot, number 764, Le'ili Nishmat Moshe Ben Nizza, Alav HaShalom. That's my friend Jackie Esses's father. May he have a lichtcha gan eden. And don't forget, learning Mishnayos is a great protection from the opposite of gan eden. Okay, so we're going to thank Chaim Lacks for sponsoring this Mishnah. It should be his chus for his parents. The Mishnah today is talking about someone who stated he wants to donate a sacrifice to the Beis HaMikdash, but he wasn't specific. Did he say a bird or an animal, a big animal or a little animal? What should we do? So let's see what the Mishnah says, and we're going to be doing two Mishnayot today back to back. Hare alai ola, if someone says, it's upon me to bring a korban ola. So we know that a korban ola is from male animals, not female. So yavi cheves, the Tanakhama says he should bring a lamb, which is a sheep in its first year. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, Tor o ben Yonah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says he should bring a dove or a pigeon. So the question is, are they really arguing? So the Gemara tells us that really each one in his city had a custom that when someone said, I'm giving an ola, in the Tanakhama, Rebbe Meir's city, that was normally accepted to mean he's bringing a lamb, a sheep. In Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah's town, it was normal to bring a pigeon or a dove. So it's not really a machloket. The Mishnah continues, Pirashti mina bakar ven yodea ma pirashti. If someone says, I dedicated an animal, a beast from the herd, but I don't remember which animal. So Yavi par ve'egel, he should bring a cow and an eagle. The Mishnah is saying, because since he said from the bakar, so it's likely that it's from the cattle. It should bring a cow and a calf. Mina behema ve'en yodea ma perashti. If he says from the behemas, but I don't remember which one. So Yavi par ve'egel ayal gediva tala. So in this case, we're stricter, and he's going to have to bring a cow, a calf, a ram, a goat, and a lamb. Pirashti ve'eni odeya ma pirashti. Let's say says, I know that I separated and designated an animal for a carbon, but I don't remember which one. Most of a lamb, Toro ben Yona. So then, in such a case, he should add a dove and a pigeon. Continues the next Mishnah, Re'elai Toda Shlamim. If he says, I wanted to bring a Toda or a Shlamim, which can include a female animal, Yavi Cheves. So simply, it could be Yoytzei with a calf. I mean, with a sheep, a lamb. Pirashti mina bakar v'yodea ma pirashti. If he said it's from the herd, I don't remember which one. Yavi Faro Faro Egel Vagla. Let him bring a par and a para and an eagle and an egla, which is the adult cat, cow, that's 2 or 3 years old, and a female one, and a calf, a high, and a little one, and a female one. Mina behema ven yodea ma pirashti. He said, I know it's from the behema, but I don't remember which one. So in such a case, yavi faru faru, let him bring a cow, a male, and a female. Egel vegla, a calf, and a female, which is called a heifer. Ayel v'rachel, a ram, and a sheep. Gediu gedia, a goat, and a female goat. Sayer seira, an older goat, which is 2 years old, and a female one, Talavitalia, and a lamb, and an ewe. So that is, wow, that's going to cost him 12 animals, because he wasn't specific. I guess when a person makes a pledge, he should take notes. This way he won't make such a mistake. May our learning be a nachas ruach, and Torah magna umatzla. Torah is supposed to save a person from the Yetzihara during these hot summer months. Person needs extra special shmirah and shmirah seinayim. And Taras HaMachshava and Kedushas HaGuf. May Hashem bless everyone with Hatzlacha. It should be his chus for my father and father-in-law. And thank you for watching.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.